The following program is brought to you in living color.
In tasting wines, there's three things that you watch and enjoy. One is the color of the wine. See how nice the color of this is? And the next thing is the aroma. And you smell the product. Hold it.
Hold it by the stem.
Yeah, the proper way is right here. Let me just check.
It's the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for the Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
I've never taken orders from anyone. As long as I live, I'll never take orders from anyone. I'm young and strong and nothing can touch me.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about our favorite, adorable, round, squishy little grape. And grape things are happening out in California as we start to get harvest finally winding down. Of course, we will save a little bit of that for later in the show. I would assume that everyone has safely recovered from Halloween. Kent, have you recovered?
Yes, very much so.
How much candy did you eat?
Far too much.
Far too much?
Far too much.
Did you pair wine well with your candy?
I tried unsuccessfully. I'm sorry. I just did not get enough information in last week's show about how to successfully do that.
I see. That's probably because you weren't listening to last week's show, per usual.
Okay.
Okay, pretty much. But was there any one particular scary thing that happened to you on Halloween?
My car broke down in traffic.
Oh, outstanding. So that was scary for the people around
you. I found out that when your car breaks down, you don't have power steering and you don't have brakes. So.
Well, no, when the engine goes off, those things do tend to disappear.
Lots of lights come on, but all that goes off, yeah.
Well, no, that's definitely not a good way to spend Halloween. I personally found some things to be terrifying on Halloween. You know, everyone has the costumes, everyone does the candy, everyone does the ritual. But I spent Halloween kind of surfing the internet, reading some wine stories. And the more I read some wine stories, some wine blogs, the more I realized that there is a crisis of confidence going on in the wine world. And the more I read, the more I was just crushed. Because we have been doing this show for 4 years now, and the whole point of the Wine Crush is to make people feel comfortable about wine. We are the media equivalent of Wine for Dummies, and we have made great strides. We have gotten people to actually not be scared to say, I drink White Zinfandel. We've gotten people to ask questions they wouldn't ask anybody else. We've taught them to march up to their retailers and say, I want this. I don't care if you want to make fun of me or not. This is what I drink. Well, at least I thought we had taken care of that. And so here's my question, listeners. I've got to pose this to you. What exactly is so scary about fermented fruit? I don't get it. I know that I have gotten through to a good third of you. But for the rest of you, understand, fruit's not scary. Fruit of the Loom guys, they're kind of scary.
Freaky.
Fruit itself, the little grapes, once they've been stomped on, it's kind of like a spider. There's not much left for you to do with it. They're not going to attack you. So why are you intimidated and why are you scared about the grape?
Well, what has happened that causes you to believe that people feel that way?
Well, I've just been reading some blogs. I've been reading a couple of, famous reports that go on to talk about wine drinkers and how they are buying their wine and how they're selecting the wine. So that is what today's show is going to be about. We are having still a crisis of confidence, and I'm going to do everything in my power to try and rectify that. To help us today, we have Min Zhang, creator of Winobot app. Now, this is an app for the iPhone that is starting in San Francisco that basically, as you go into a restaurant, it will recommend wines for you. So if you aren't confident enough to pick your own wines, it'll give you an idea of what you like based on the wine list of the restaurant you're in. So I think that will be very enlightening. It will teach us a little bit about our choices, our wines. And of course, it's one of those confidence booster things. So I think that will be a great addition and great guest for today's show. Let me go ahead and do my wine recommendations for the week. Let me get these out of the way because I think you can all tell that I'm gearing up for one of my infamous soapbox rants before the show is over with. So before we go there, it is that time of year where, of course, I fall back to my big, heavy, buttery, oaky, powerful Chardonnays. But I understand that the rest of you don't necessarily like the same profile that I do. So I spent some time looking around for an all-around good white for this time of year. And to do this, I actually wound up in Italy. Now, of course, the Antinori family is a family we've discussed here on the Wine Crush several times. I think it's 13 generations now have been producing wine. But Antinori does a wine called Villa Antinori Bianca. Basically, Villa Antinori White. Very user-friendly. Very inexpensive. Definitely in all of your mass retailers. It's something you can get your hands on, but has a very elegant package. And they have been making this wine since 1931. So they definitely have it down to a science. What I like about it, it is from Tuscany, but it does have an interesting blend. It is 70% Trebbiano and Malvasia, 30% Pinot Bianco and Pinot Grigio. So it does not matter what style wine you like. If you're a Pinot Grigio drinker, you will find something comforting about this wine. If you like the Pinot Blanc flavor, then definitely you're going to get the aromatics off that. And with Trebbiano and Malvasia being the 70% blend, you get a nice body to it, but you still get some crispness. So this is going to appeal just about to anybody looking for a white wine to set the table for the next few weeks. This is definitely the good, friendly food wine. This is one that will go up to the table, shake hands with your broccoli, with your salmon, whatever you happen to be eating. This wine will make friends. So Villa Antinori Bianco is white wine to get you through the challenging season we have ahead of us. Now, my red wine recommendation, I'm going to stay with something a little more traditional. We've been going back and forth on the show about talking with new winemakers, about definitely talking to people who've been in the business for a long time. I figured we'd split the middle on this. Chateau St. Jean, I've had Margot on the show before. They actually make exceptional wines that you can find day in and day out. They do a California series Cabernet. They do a California series Merlot. And, of course, everyone knows the Cinque Sapage, the blend of five that got Wine of the World, I don't know, 96. The 1996 vintage got it in 2000. But there is a tertiary tier there. There is something that's right in the middle. And what they do is they have some single vineyard products, but they also have Chateau St. Jean Sonoma Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, sometimes this actual blend, well, I hate to say blend, this actual wine gets lost between its lower neighbors and its higher brother. The Sonoma Cabernet, to me, epitomizes what a Sonoma Cab tastes like. It is elegant. It is rich. It is silky. It has that great cedar box. It has a little hint of eucalyptus to it. It definitely has the black fruit that you expect. But as we get into the holiday season, it's something that's becoming the forefront as you walk down your mega marts, as you see it more in your fine wine independent retailers. This wine has a great price point on it right now, and it's something that I think everybody will enjoy. Not to mention the fact having Chateau St. Jean on the label, once again, elegant packaging, but it's something that is very well respected. So for those of you who are having a crisis of confidence about what kind of red wine to bring, of course, a winery that actually won Wine of the World, plus having this great package, it's something you can feel very self-assured about bringing to a dinner party. So there's your red wine recommendation, Chateau St. Jean Sonoma Cabernet, not to be mistaken with their California Cabernet, which although is great, is not quite of the league as the Sonoma Cabernet. And for whites, Antinori Villa Bianco. And of course, for those of you who are in the know about wine, you can have a little fun trying to make other people guess the varietals. That's, of course, after you've had several glasses and just feel like tormenting somebody. So wine recommendations. Let me do talk about this since we are discussing the idea of crises of confidence. My wine recommendations are based off my palate. They are based on wines that I think are very, very user-friendly. There are obviously wines I like that I think that you're going to like. Are they something that I will say absolutely 100%, these are the only wines I drink in my house? No, but I think they appeal to you. You always have to appeal to the mass market. And I don't know why there are individuals out there that won't accept the fact that a mass market is just that. It is about the masses. It's not about individual perceptions, individual tastes that need to dominate everything else. So if I like Chateau St. Jean Cabernet and you don't, it does not mean I am wrong. It does not mean that the person who drinks the wine I recommend is wrong. It just means you have a differing opinion. And I will certainly get on this at the close. But ultimately, everybody needs to like what they like and drink what they like so that we can have a masses. Where are we without the masses? The masses are a good thing. The masses aren't a bad thing. Please understand that. Kent, why are you staring
at me? Are you
at me?
Occupying the studio today? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I am.
You're doing an occupy.
I am. I am going to go ahead, stand up, get on my soapbox. I just think it's ridiculous for us to be moving so many great leaps and bounds ahead with wine knowledge and to have the worldwide drinking population expanding exponentially that people still are scared. Now, I will go back. This, of course, is going to be my launching pad, and I will tell you a personal story that started all this. Like I said, it was a scary Halloween in the sense that I learned more than I like to. A friend of a friend had invited my husband and I over for dinner, and we were excited. We got to dress up in our little costumes, and I told you I was going to be an angel, so I already knew that I was going to be charming.
Did you really do that?
I really did that.
Oh.
It worked out very well, except for my wings kept molting.
Oh.
Yeah, there were white feathers falling
everywhere.
Real angels
have that problem, too.
Apparently, I've heard. So apparently, I blended in. Anyway, so we go over to this friend's of the friend's house. They weren't people that we had known in passing. We kind of wave at them. And we get over there. We're in our costumes. Now, keep that in mind. We are in costumes. We aren't dressed up. This is not business casual. Literally, I have a halo on, and I'm dropping feathers everywhere. So as the night progresses and everybody loosens up and drinks a little bit, we start telling stories and getting to know one another, which tends to happen and which is one of the joys of wine. And the hostess looks at me and says, well, did you like the wine? I'm like, well, of course I like the wine. Thank you very much for having us. This is lovely. I appreciate this. Thank you for going to the trouble. Oh, thank heavens. And of course, in the costume I was in, I at least refrained from saying you're welcome. And I said, why? She's like, I got the whole party together, but I worried for 2 hours about what wine to serve because you were going to be here. And I have to admit, I stopped and I stared at the hostess, and every bit of manners my mother had taught me in my lifetime just flat out ran out the window. And I looked at her and I said, have you lost your mind? And she looked at me and said, well, why? I said, do you drink wine at home? She's like, well, we drink wine every night. And I said, then why didn't you serve the wine you drink every night to me? She's like, well, I was embarrassed to. I said, why would you be embarrassed to serve the wine that you like and you drink? Well, I just didn't think it'd be up to your standards. Now, that, to me, drives me insane. And I don't mean just on a personal note. I meant that for anyone doing that to me, friend of a friend in someone else's home, that had to have happened a minimum of 1,000 times that same night. People saying they're embarrassed to show what they drink. I don't perceive that to be healthy.
But I would understand her feeling that way.
I don't understand why.
She knows you're in the wine business. She might have been a little intimidated.
Well, if she was really going to be that intimidated about me being in the wine business, tell you what, listen to the show. Go pop the website. Get a wine recommendation. It shouldn't have been something that stressed her out.
Mm-hmm.
She should have known the idea well enough. She knew me well enough to know I was in the business and to know I had a radio show. She should have been comfortable enough to know that whatever she served in her house was going to be perfectly lovely. Bottom line is, whatever a hostess serves you is perfectly lovely. They're the ones that are bringing you into their home, fulfilling you into their group, and never should someone have to worry about something like that.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you. That obviously means it's time for a break. So we're going to take a quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we'll discover and discuss our crises of confidence a little more.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission can cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing. You're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. As we start off with the top of the segment, I want everyone to repeat after me. There is nothing scary about fermented fruit. Are you down? Did we all get that? There is nothing scary about fermented fruit. Once again, Fruit of the Loom guys, yes, they're scary. The after effects after drinking too much fermented fruit, scary? Yes. The actual fermented fruit, no. Now, obviously, I have my own situation that I can lead to people understanding where it can be scary, where wine can be scary. I have my own situations I can relay to all of you. But when you start looking at the lack of confidence in a broader picture, it's real interesting to see where people can get these perceptions. It's obvious if you go out to the blogosphere, if you pull up any kind of news, or if you pull out any kind of AP wine information, that people are still intimidated. They still feel they're on thin ice. But it's always interesting to get different people's perspective. There was actually a blog someone gave me the other day, and this is someone I definitely want on the show. I think it's Lee Klein. And Lee Klein wrote an article, or wrote a blog. I'm sorry, I've got to get with the IT department. 5 Tips for Faking Your Way Through a Wine Tasting. Now, it's titles like these, number one, I understand. Wine really does encourage us to be tongue-in-cheek. We need to be. We need to have a sense of humor about it. But when you sit down and analyze one of these blogs and look at what they're telling you, it tells me that we have a long way to go not to be scared about wine. 5 different tips for faking your way through a wine tasting. Number one, swirl, sniff, and agree. Number two, be a spitter, not a swallower. Number three, at some point during the tasting, work the following line into conversation. Take it from me, yachts are nothing but trouble. Number four, use creative adjectives and metaphor when describing the taste notes. And of course, number five, evaluate the finish. Now, don't laugh. These are things that actually, outside of Bless Its Heart, number three, Take It From Me, Yachts Are Nothing But Trouble, do have a rational place in a wine conversation. But it never should be in a situation where you're trying to fake your way through. Yes, we all laugh and we all joke about the one guy at the whole wine tasting or the wine show that makes up words and talks about where he's been and talks about what he does. But ultimately, it never should be in a situation that you are responding as such out of fear. It should always be an honest, honest response. So when you start doing the wine tastings, yes, I know you may feel your wet first when you go to your very first wine tasting or sit down tasting or blind tasting, you're going to feel a little nervous. Think about the first time you climbed up the ladder to go down a slide. Think about the first time you got on a rope swing and decided to swing over, I don't know, the water. Think about the first time you got up on water skis. Everything worth doing has a little bit of fear into it, and that should be the same thing about approaching wine, whether you're approaching your retailer, a restaurateur, or whether you're going to approach a tasting with a strange group. You should be a little apprehensive. It's natural. It's in human nature, but you should never, ever feel defensive about it and never feel like this is something you have to get through. Obviously, when you start something new, you do want to sit back, you want to see what everyone else says, but you do not have to agree with everybody. If I sat back and agreed with everybody I'd ever sat through a wine tasting, I'd sound more like a blithering idiot than I already do. Because you sit back and you listen to what people say at tastings, and it can just get asinine. Yes, there are some people out there who do actually find the idea of lathered pony in a southern roan. But is there really a need to talk about that at a tasting? Probably not. I'll say once again that for the end. But just because someone can come up with the idea of a lathered pony aroma out of a wine doesn't mean that you should feel like you're in over your head. You need to know what you're smelling and what you're doing. You need to have confidence in what brought you to that table, whether it's to learn, whether it's to experiment, whether it's to stand up on your own two feet and say, hey, I know something about wine. Or more importantly, I would imagine this has to be psychiatrist's favorite hobby, going to wine tastings, because sitting back and analyzing some of the people there has got to be just straight entertainment. But ultimately, you never should have to panic or worry about your confidence level. The more you talk, the more you not necessarily disagree, but ask questions, the more you don't just sit there and smile and nod, the more comfortable you're going to be doing this. So that is my job today, going through. Once again, crises of confidence, yes or no. I want to know what listeners think. Have I oversimplified this? Are you scared to do wine tastings? Are you scared to approach a wine list, even though you're loyal listeners of the show? Call me, 877-4CRUSH1, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. I tell you over and over again, there's no such thing as a stupid question. There's only really dumb answers. We're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, we will have our guest from WineBot talk to us about how to pick a great wine in correlation with a wine list you're already at the restaurant for.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
This is The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today, of course, we're discussing a crisis of confidence. But right now, I'm excited because I have Min Zhang, the creator of Winobot app for your phone. Now, what I think is great about Winobot is that this was created when they realized that many consumers lack the confidence to choose wine. They lack the confidence. So right now, I'm looking forward to introducing Min, who can help us in our whole concept of making you more comfortable picking your wine. Min, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Hi, Laura. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Today, we're having fun on The Crush. We're talking about the fact that people are still scared of wine, that wine lists still intimidate people, that retail shops still intimidate people. Now, this must be something you understand because it seems to me you've created one of the coolest apps for a phone that I have ever heard about. So do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about Winobot?
Well, of course. Winobot is a new mobile application that provides instant wine recommendation at restaurants. It also helps you keep track of all the wines that you liked or disliked so that you can purchase them again or avoid them in the future.
Or avoid them. See, I like that already. It can go ahead and put the strikes against the wines we don't like. Well,
right.
How does the Winobot know what wine I like? How does this app know that what I will choose when I go into a restaurant?
So this function is still in development. At the moment, when you sit down at the restaurant, we detect where you are, and we already have the entire restaurant's wine menu uploaded in the database. We then give you an editorial pick based both on credit comments, user comments, as well as the price. So we wouldn't recommend something to you that's highly priced. Or too expensive. And at the same time, we learn every time you rate a wine. And we take that into our recommendation algorithm for the next version, which will be released pretty soon.
That is absolutely amazing. And my hat's off to you, because I wish I had a dollar for every time a listener or someone, my good friends, actually had texted me from a restaurant. And I've had people that actually sent me pictures of the wine menu and say, what do I want to drink? What you've done is you can give someone a personalized pocket wine expert, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, and it's not just one person's view. You will be able to see in the next version your friends, how your friends liked something in the restaurant that they were at, that you're at the moment. You'll be able to see critics' views. So it's, a more community-driven approach than just a top-down, expert-driven approach.
Now, right now, it's my understanding that you are just in the San Francisco area, correct?
We actually have started to expand in Southern California as well.
This is in
Los Angeles and Orange County area.
This is something that, without a doubt, is going to take the nation by storm, because it doesn't matter whether you're in Chicago, whether in New York, whether you're in Atlanta, people are going to be interested in something like this. Now, question for you, how do you get the restaurant's wine list? How do you know when they, obviously, we know with the tracking devices and Foursquare and all that stuff, how your phone knows where you are, but how have you gotten your hands on the actual wine list in that restaurant?
Right, it's a voluntary program. If the restaurant doesn't want to participate, they don't have to. But we're just expanding really rapidly. We hope to be able to cover more metropolitan cities such as New York and Las Vegas and Miami, Chicago in the future.
Do you have restaurants that have told you no, they don't want to give you their wine list?
There are. It's part of their marketing philosophy, and we absolutely respect that.
Well, it's glad that you respect it, but from a restaurateur point of view, I can't understand why they wouldn't want their wine list on this. I mean, it helps them sell wine as opposed to a mixed drink or a beer. You think they would all be falling down and saying, please put my wines on here so that people can read my wine list and get recommendations.
Right. I hope they come around to see that as well.
Oh, we'll have to work on them. Hopefully they'll hear the crush and they'll get behind it. Now, of course, anytime I find something fun and helpful that will help consumers build confidence, I've got to ask, where did this idea come from? Was there a traumatic moment in your life where you sat down with a wine list and knew, I have no idea what I'm drinking? Or is this just something that you culminated over time? Where did Wine-O-Bot come from?
It was really driven by the goal to help people drink the good wine that they deserve, that please their senses at a reasonable price. And every day, we see people being recommended or selecting wine that's suboptimal for them. And it happened to me a few times where if a waiter recommends something, I would just send the wine back. So the genesis on the demand side is here. And on the technology side, I not only have a passion for wine, but I also understand what's available in terms of the latest technologies and just put everything together to make this possible.
Well, it does make sense. Before we get too far in this and have to take a break, for our listeners that want to download Wine-O-Bot, where can they find this app?
So you can go to wineobot.com, and there's a link. There's a big button to the App Store, or you can just type in on your phone, Winobot, and the app will show up. At the moment, the app is free, as we're continuing to perfect the product, but it might not be free all the time.
Of course not. When something gets successful, we got to charge for it. So for our listeners, you're getting ahead of the curve. Get it now, right now. Of course, we'll have the link to the website on Wine Crush website so that you can definitely go there. But it just fascinates me. So if I took my phone down to Lawson's Steakhouse and I went in there and I asked for a wine recommendation, when I pull up the app, is it automatically going to give me, hey, Laura, you need to drink Kent Chardonnay? Will it automatically pull up and tell me, or will it give me several options?
So at the moment, the current version you get is it will pull up 3 to 6 editorial picks that are selected by our in-house experts. So those wines that we've already studied and we think are great taste as well as great price. And you can read about one of those in terms of detail Y information. And then you can also use one of the three preference filters to indicate the type of food you're eating, your price range, as well as the type of grape you like.
Now, at this point, are you working with any wineries to help recommend their wines, or is it strictly in a restaurant wine list by each different recommendation?
We, at the moment, we'd like to be very impartial. We want to be on the consumer side. We're there to look out for the consumer's interest. So we don't want to be biased by any winery's influence. But, you know, if there's something that we deem truly amazing, we would recommend it as top picks.
Well, I think what you have created is absolutely outstanding, and I appreciate you being on The Crush today to give all of our listeners an idea. Once again, the link to Winobot will be on the Wine Crush website, but for our listeners, man, get ahead of the curve and go ahead and get it downloaded now. Men, thank you very much for being part of The Crush, and I look forward to having you come to my different city so I can check out what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Laura. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will talk a little bit more about the crises and confidence going on in the wine world.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. A special thank you to Min Zhang, the creator of the Winobot app. Now, Kent, the Winobot seems like something that would be right up your alley.
I don't know where to begin. How can this work? Isn't a wine list in a restaurant a moving target all the time? It ever changing? I mean, would have to get people to constantly refresh their wine list, wouldn't you?
I think ultimately this idea has a lot of legs. I think it can do a lot of neat things. But either it needs to be all in or all out. The idea of being able to walk into a restaurant, my phone to know where I am, to pull up the restaurant's wine list, and to tell me what on the wine list I want to drink, I think that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it does present a couple opportunities. We've talked about this before on the show, the fact that wine lists should never be static. They should always be changing. They should always be emerging. So, of course, I'm curious how it keeps up with that. A question I didn't get a chance to ask men, but it's something that would probably be a little more in-depth. I'll wait 6, 8, 10 months until it gets more entrenched in the cities. What happens if I have a price on my Winobot that says the wine is $20 and the wine list actually says $40?
Yeah.
Where do some of those discrepancies come into play? But I do very much, especially if you could take your phone app and you could program in, well, I love Lawson Chardonnay. I hate Kent Cabernet. Right. I hate this. And have it be able to be interactive enough that it can go through, okay, no name I recognize is on this list. However, based on these parameters, here's what I think you'll like.
Yeah.
I think, but once again, you understand that I don't have a very good grasp of the IT side of this. I love the new touchscreen. You know, you go in some of these restaurants right now, and they have iPad wine list. And, of course, we had the creator on the show, but you go in, you tap on a wine, you get all the information about the wine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think if you could put Winobot and one of those wine lists together, we'd have a field. Oh, if they talk to each other.
Well,
oh,
maybe.
That would
yeah,
be,
no, maybe that would be good.
That would be brilliant. If all of a sudden these wine, like Bones in Atlanta, that's going to the iPad wine list.
Yeah.
And it actually had everything listed at, had all the information on the wine that my iPhone talked to the iPad. And they got together and they picked my wine for me.
Right. Well, her answer to your question, too, about is this totally impartial or would you see yourself down the road getting in cahoots with a wine company to recommend their wine? And she said, well, right now we want to make it impartial. I thought, well, it's always got to be that way.
Well, yeah, it does always have to be impartial. It's kind of like the Wine Crush. You know,
exactly.
As much as it would be nice to have a lot of money flowing in here, ultimately it takes away the quality, it takes away the sanctity of what we're doing to have someone paying a lot of money saying this is what you need to recommend and this is what you need
absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely.
So I think everything needs to be a little bit above board and you don't need to be taking money for wineries if
consider,
you're recommending.
I would consider a bribe, me just personally, but you should not.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, if you just quit drinking on the job, it would certainly be more helpful. All right, enough talking about Winobot. I think it has great ideas. I think it has great legs. I think it'll be fun to see where this goes in the near future. I'm like you. I have a lot of concerns on how we can start it out, but this thing has just amazing potential. And once again, it goes back to being a great tool to help wine drinkers build confidence. Confidence is key. And it doesn't matter. I want you to think about when you go out to dinner. Are you confident in what you're wearing? Are you confident in what you're going to order? Are you confident in your meal? Yes, and you should be confident in your beverage choices. I realize that not all wine lists are created equal. I realize that not all grocery store shelves and not all wine sommeliers and not all the people who work at a retail counter in the mega stores are all created equal and have great, impressive opinions. But ultimately, you've got to learn to trust. Now, something she did mention that I think would be a great tool for all of our listeners. Way back when I started in the wine business, back when dinosaurs still roamed the earth, I kept a wine journal. And in my wine journal, because one, I tend to drink and forget what I liked, I would write down what I liked, what I didn't like. And I had different pages for red and different pages for white. Now, of course, after a while, it did get indecipherable. But what was interesting is by writing it down, I knew what I liked. I knew how I was partial to the wine. And I knew why I was partial to the wine. And after doing that for about the first 6 months, a year or so, I did not need to write this stuff down anymore. Now, the way technology works today, we can take pictures of labels with our phones. We can type in to our calendars and our to-do list and our note list on wines that we like. And if every time you take a moment to do that, you would see a pattern emerging. You would actually know what you liked, what you didn't like. Now, I will take it to the extreme. I don't think it's necessary to write down what you don't like. I think all of us, let's face facts, we all have that moment where we realize, I really don't like Brussels sprouts. No one needs to write that down and remind me that I don't need to have Brussels sprouts again. And unfortunately, maybe that's where some of the crises of confidence comes in the wine world, is we definitely don't know what we like. But on the flip side of that, we definitely know what we don't like. And if you spend half your time finding a whole lot of things you don't like, ergo, I can see where you'd be scared. So once again, listeners, I want to hear from you. Why is there a crisis of confidence when it comes to wine still, despite many, many efforts, books, blogs, magazines, radio shows, videocast, on telling everybody that wine is simple? Think about Alex Sokolblosser describing the harvest out at Sokolblosser, and he hands a ninja and a gorilla running around behind him in the videos. What does that tell you? Wine is not serious. Wine is not scary. Once again, the fruit is not scary. The Fruit of the Loom guys are. So just keep that in mind. Now, I do have to comment occasionally on interesting stories. Now, possibly crises of confidence can come because we actually don't know enough. We don't know enough about the product. Once again, I will admit, when it comes to IT, just like I'm talking about the fact that half the time I can't operate my phone, my computer, or I have issues, yes, the idea of my iPod and my iPhone scare me, the things it can do. But I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to read about it. But it's because I have interaction with it. There is actually a story. They did a study. They actually paid money to do this. There was a study done from 2005 to 2007. And what they did is they took the Billboard Top 800, I believe it is. And in the Top 800, it was determined that 21% of the songs in the Top 800 mentioned alcohol. Now, the flip side and the whole point of the study was the fact that, gee, rising drinkers, those that are just turning 21, are getting their alcohol information and are drinking based on what was said in music songs and music videos. Is this really a surprise to anybody that we are going to take from our idols? We want to emulate what they are doing. So is it confidence building to do what our idols are doing? If because Jay-Z is drinking a bottle of Ace of Spades, I'm going to drink a bottle of Ace of Spades. Doesn't that help my confidence? Yes, but I really find it shocking we spent a lot of money to find the fact that between 2005 and 2007, the alcohol that was recommended in the Top 800 songs actually saw growth in the 21 and up category. Gee, shocking. Quick break here on The Crush, but when we return, we will wrap up today's crises of confidence and talk about what's ahead.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe and responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea!
Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Yeah!
Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Today I have been pondering heavily on the idea of a crisis of confidence when it comes to idea of wine knowledge and drinking and the fact that you need to drink what you like, not what you're told. But as much as I keep postulating to you to help me find a reason when we try and make wine easier and more accessible, perhaps this last article I want to refer to tells me a little bit about it. From CNN, they did an article about how Chinese learn to drink wine. And of course, they go around, they taste the wine, but they are doing avid research online about everything they can possibly get their hands on. There's so much information at the fingertips that everybody reads, and that's how they're learning to drink wine, is by studying what's on the internet. And something that was postulated by one of the teachers at a university over there, that perhaps one of the reasons why learning and drinking about wine are so difficult is because there is too much chaotic information out there. There is too many random commentaries. There are too many random commentaries. There are too many things out there that can influence people's opinions. So I bring this back to you once again. There are some basic rules when it comes to being confident about wine. Number one, find what you like and drink it. Number two, don't let anyone else sway you. If you like it, drink it. If you don't like it, don't drink it. Number three, weigh and measure everything you read, everything you hear. If it relates to you, keep it and appreciate it. If it doesn't, throw it out the window. If you abide by those three things when it comes to not being scared of wine and learning about wine, then you will be successful in your endeavors. Because I never want a listener of The Wine Crush to walk into a wine tasting or walk into a restaurant or walk into anyone else's home and be intimidated by A, what they drink, B, be embarrassed about what someone else drinks, or three, to actually feel like there's not a time and not a place to ask a question to make things better. I hope you've had fun here on The Crush today. I know that I have, and I hope hopefully we have given you a leg to stand on to rectify your crises of confidence. As always, here on The Crush, we are reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.